everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we're going to talk about the new Samsung all-in-one washer dryer combo. So this is a category that's definitely kind of grown here over the last year, a category that really we were completely against in the past, wouldn't sell them, just the service was awful, but definitely kind of a reinvented category to some degree. Started with GE last year coming out with theirs. LG came out with their new one just a few months back, and now Samsung's coming out with theirs. So we're going to talk about the Samsung one today. In general, let's talk about these and maybe why is there this kind of like reinvention? What's different with these versus some of the older ones? I know a lot of the technology like heat pump and things like that, probably the main differences, but you're definitely starting to see kind of a redo of all these all-in-ones with some of these brands.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, I mean, I think GE definitely kicked this off. Mm-hmm. And their advent of heat pump technology in a full-size format, yeah. Traditionally before they were in really small units, mm-hmm. And the way that they've been able to inject air into the drum with a really high-speed fan, yeah. It actually makes it a little taller as a result,
yeah.
But came out with pretty good results mm-hmm. we were pretty happy with. Then quickly, LG comes out and does one a little bit better looking, mm-hmm. I think. A little smaller in stature, but they certainly trade off the fan application that GE has. Both still giving good results. I think probably the nod is maybe in those two to GE, a little mm-hmm. more serviceable, a little easier to get in at, we felt like when we yep. broke these down. But both still good options. And then we're now to the Samsung, yeah. and the advent to all of this is there's people that are space restricted. Sometimes they don't have the power in their panel at their home to do mm-hmm. traditional sets. We still will tell people that when all things are possible, a separate washer and dryer is the way to go.
Yeah.
But these have a niche. They have a niche for when you can't or space is prohibited, or maybe on a second floor and you want to add laundry after the fact and don't want to have to go through all the venting and whatnot. So it does make it easier to fit into multiple applications. And that's why we're seeing this resurgence. We're still much happier in these full-size recent units than we ever were trying the small, compact European models from times past that were the only options and really kind of not focused on here in the U.S. So mm-hmm. they're still better. They don't replace a true washer.
Right, exactly. Nice to have if you absolutely need it or an extra something like that. Now, yeah. One of the things historically that's caused so much service with these in the past has been the buildup of lint.
Yes.
So what has Samsung, and you know, we've in the past talked about what some of the others have done, but how do they kind of account for that?
Yeah, so one thing that's kind of nice about the Samsung is the access. It's, mm-hmm. you know, the LG's lint filters at the top of the machine, which kind of renders most people put laundry up yeah. there sometimes, or you might have a basket up there. It's kind of a thing you mm-hmm. might have to trick your time getting to. And it's up top, you're reaching yeah. up top. The GE's in the front, but it has a little more to it. But the Samsung put it right in the front, really easy to get into. And how they did it, they almost have like a spray and flush. Mm-hmm. Every cycle, it'll spray down a little mist that's supposed to drop the lint down and kind of flush it away. While great in concept, the reality of it is it's the only one of the three machines we broke down that we actually found lint within the machine. And we only did four loads. And we really, our service technician, Butch, really broke that mm-hmm. down entirely. And one of the big things is in there, there's a condenser, a heat exchange condenser that's inside that is really how this thing breathes yeah. and moves air. And you do not want lint to get on that. And after four loads, there was lint on it yeah. in the Samsung. That was concerning for us from a long-term reliability and service standpoint, and certainly efficiency as it moves forward, it's going to be clogged.
Yeah. And that's the thing to say too on these. It's like, you know, while they're still so new, you know, the long-term service and all these and how they last. But yeah, I mean, to find lint that early on, yeah. that's like you said, that was the one big thing in the past that you definitely did not want to
see. And we actually still found lint in the drum itself, like in the machine itself. So it wasn't really clear. Sometimes I will just say, this is what we see in this innovation is, you know, GE, this was a kind of a think tank long-term mm-hmm. thing they focused on. LG has had all-in-one type technology, so it wasn't new to them. And Samsung did to a lesser degree, but when these brands rush to market, LG's service, we've just saying it all the time, we don't find companies that can innovate so quickly with such a low rate of service. Samsung hasn't always been that fortunate. Not bashing them, but they do go so fast kind of chasing sometimes in this stuff. They innovate too, but chasing these categories, we wonder, has it tested? Is it really the right product at the right time? Or are they just trying to meet the competition?
Definitely. So with the Samsung, you know, some of the features of that unit, you know, it is the largest. It's a 5.3 cubic feet capacity. LG would be kind of the second largest at the 5, and the G, I believe, is 4.8. But again, like we always say to you, you know, cubic foot, you know, that could be measured in a lot of different ways. So, you know, so take that for what it's worth. Samsung does, you know, the, kind of was one of the things when this machine came out was that control panel that people saw, you know, really kind of nice LCD control panel. Large,
easy to read,
exactly,
intuitive, pretty easy to scroll through. Now it added Spotify and the ability to play music. Don't know that that's your buying motive, but it can do it.
Maybe if it was a, like a laundromat or something, you had to sit there, you know, you could listen to some Spotify maybe. Playlist or whatever, but probably in your house you're not looking to hang around the laundry room very long. So so you know, definitely some nice features there. They also added the automatic detergent dispenser.
Yep.
However, the one kind of negative I would say there too, it's all the way at the bottom of the machine.
It is low.
So you really got to bend low to kind of fill that detergent. So not super convenient. The feature itself is really nice, but when you do have to fill it, you know, not the most convenient there. And again, I think that's kind of everything with the Samsung. And just in general, like you said, you know, I think these are really good, new, innovative machines, but you need to really look in general at the category. Find out, is this a need to have? Like, can you not put a full-size vented set of laundry anywhere else?
Yep.
And that's where you got to start that comparison. Now, if you find that this is absolutely where you need to go, there's definitely options out there between the LG, the GE, now the Samsung. But we've done a lot of testing. So definitely, I would say, you know, if you're in the market for that, you absolutely want to go check our blogs, look at the testing that we've done to see the true comparison there.
Yeah, because we'll really break down the times and how long things take and similar amounts of clothes. The Samsung was the longest in a lot of its categories. Good news is it came out dry, but you just got to expect the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to do it for today for everything on the Samsung all-in-one washer.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.